you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of Talking Metal. We have Dan Mains from Clutch on today's show. This interview was recorded at the Food Truck and Rock Carnival last Sunday in New Jersey. I hope you enjoy it. Before we get into the interview, let's hear some brand new Clutch. There's actually a video out for this right now, which is a really fun video. This hot chick standing around and kind of retro looking things going on. I don't know what's going on in this video, but it's a fun watch. It's called X-Ray Visions, and I recommend you check it out. If you like it, you can actually buy this single on iTunes already, even though the record isn't out yet. The new record, of course, is called Psychic Warfare, and X-Ray Visions is the single and music video that's currently out. We'll link it through today's show notes, the music video, and we'll listen to a little bit of it right now before we get into the interview with Dan from Clutch. He's the bassist of the band. Here we go. Hey, it's Mark from Talking Metal. We are joined by Dan from Clutch. How are you, Dan?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. I'm totally psyched to see you guys play here at the food truck and rock carnival tonight in New Jersey. I want to talk to you about the longevity of Clutch. We're going on 25 years now. How does a band keep four guys together for that long period of time? It seems so rare that you see bands last that long.
It's definitely a rare thing, and we are definitely aware of it. I think we don't think a lot about it, but I think a lot of it has to go back to just the fact that we knew each other prior to getting Clutch together as a band. You know, we were friends before the band. And we had, you know, pretty small goals for the band. When we first started, you know, when we got together in John Paul's garage, you know, it was a very kind of a punk band type of a mentality. And we were really only interested in getting shows and playing shows. And, you know, we kind of, each time the band had these achievements, these milestones in our career, they were almost like happy accidents. It's not so much something that we really, like, planned out and strategically, you know, acquired. But we were very, very young and very early in the band's career when we were fortunate enough to be able to sign with Atlantic or East West Records back in 93. The band's first recording came out in 91, and that was a 7-inch that a friend of ours put out. And then it wasn't long after that 7-inch was put out that we were approached by Earache Records in 92, and that was like a huge deal for us. Huge. And then to think that we would actually have, you know, meetings in New York City, Rockefeller Plaza, with East West Right, it was kind of comical in a way for us. We didn't really take it as seriously as we should have. But you know, I think that over time, and we realized that this was, you know, something that we could take very seriously, and that it was something that was that we would eventually call our careers and you know, our life calling. You know, we at that point, you know, took everything very seriously, and we, you know, I think we really kind of keep our focus on the things that are really important, and that's really, you know, playing music that we, the four of us as a band, you know, really enjoy playing and listening to, and playing shows, really focusing more on our shows than anything else.
And
exactly. Just trying to put on as good of a show as possible, and really just focus on the music and nothing else. You know, we're not a band that is, you know, we're not an image band. We don't really have a look. If we do, it's completely by accident. And, you know, we just, you know, we try to write good songs. We try to play our songs well on stage. And we try to grow as musicians. And that's it, you know. And you just keep your focus on that. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to cultivate a fan base that is perfectly willing to see us as many times as we're willing to go out and play. And that's what's kept the band together.
Absolutely. And you say growing as musicians. How do you continue to grow as a musician? Is it something you can put into words? I'm talking you as an individual and the band collectively.
I think we try to keep an open mind about what Clutch music is. You know, we've always tried to, when it comes to writing albums, we've tried to make each album a departure from whatever it was that we said on the previous record. You know, and as you put out more and more albums, that becomes more and more difficult. But I think that we have, you know, we have a lot of different influences that we, that each member of the band kind of pulls into the group, and we try to find ways of, you know, infusing the music with those influences, but, you know, putting our own stamp on the music. You know, songs like The Regulator, which is, you know, at the time was a big departure from anything that we had done in the past. And over time, that song has really kind of become representative of Clutch's sound. You know, and it's not, I wouldn't really describe ourselves as being a blues band, but, you know, that song is, you know, taken from the blues. And it, John Paul is the same way in his drumming style, and he has a very long history of having jazz drumming influences. You know, he tries to bring that into the music. I like to listen to a lot of I like to try to bring a lot of funk elements into the band. A lot of, you know, like a Band of Gypsies type of a groove is what I'm most comfortable sitting on. So, you know, you put all these kind of influences together, and, you know, and you kind of mash it up into the Clutch sound, which is, I think, always in the end, we're trying to be, you know, as heavy as we can, but, you know, not like a bash you over the head with, you know, China kind of a heavy, but, you know, a danceable heavy.
Right.
You know, something that has a good groove to it. But is, you know, it's, in the end, it's a heavy kind of music.
And can, you know, you have the new record coming out soon, Psychic Warfare. Can we expect an evolution from Earthrocker, or what can we expect musically with this record? I know, you know, there's a video out, so we've kind of gotten a hint at it, but on the whole, what can we expect musically?
But there's definitely going to be some similarities. So we went back to Machine, who also produced Earthrocker. You know, he has his own style, and it's definitely something that, you know, a listener can pick up on. And when we were writing the album, you know, we were trying to make a very conscious effort to write songs that we felt weren't represented on Earthrocker. And I think that we did that, but there's also a lot of songs, and I think more than we initially thought there were going to be, but definitely there are songs that could have found themselves, you know, very fitting very easily on Earthrocker. But I think it's a nice blend. I think it's you know, has a little more open-mindedness than Earthrocker did. You know, Earthrocker is I'm very proud of that record. But I feel like Psychic Warfare definitely picks up where that record left, and just kind of shows a little bit more of what Clutch is about.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to hearing that in its entirety on October 2nd, and that'll be out on the Weathermaker Music label, right? Can you talk just a little bit about that label? That is a label exclusively for Clutch, or do you guys have other bands involved with the label?
Well, the original thought process behind the label was that it was going to be a vehicle that focused primarily on Clutch. I mean, we never really, you know, we didn't discount the idea of putting out other music, but it wasn't something that we were eagerly, you know, searching or trying to do right off the bat. I mean, it's a big challenge, and it's hard enough to put that amount of time and effort into something and disappoint yourself. The last thing you want to do is disappoint your friends.
Right. By putting too much on your plate.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I feel very proud about what we've, the music that we have released, on that label outside of clutch. And, you know, you just have to focus on doing that music and that band, you know, justice. And the bottom line is, with Clutch, had just hit a dead end with other labels. And, you know, I think we felt like we had made some contacts over the years that would allow us to do what we thought we needed and wanted to do with Weathermaker. And, you know, it's a learning process every day. And it hasn't really gotten any easier, but I think that we've slowly been able to, you know, say that we've learned a lot and that we're making real headway in what the label is doing.
Well, Dan, thanks so much for speaking with us. We are psyched to see you here tonight on stage at the New Jersey Food Truck and Rock Carnival. And, yeah, good luck with the upcoming tours. I know you're going out with COC and doing some dates with one of my favorites, Mastodon, so I look forward to seeing you guys on the road.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be some good shows, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out there as well.
Thanks, Dan.
Cool. Great. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good show.
Thank you.
What you just heard was my interview with Dan Maines from Clutch. Big thanks to Dan for joining us. And coming out of that interview, we heard some classic Clutch right there. That was Burning Beard. Really, really like Clutch. You know, it's every time I'm not like the crazy Clutch fan, I'll admit that. But every time I hear one of their tunes, I'm like, these guys really rock. They're really good. They're really tight. And wow, they put on just a great show live. If you haven't seen Clutch live, do yourself a favor and go check them out. And a big thanks to Dan for joining us here on Talking Metal. Definitely pick up the new album, Psychic Warfare, when it comes out. We'll have links up in the show notes to everything Clutch. Okay, guys? The show notes, of course, can be found on TalkingMetal.com in the Talking Metal section. You'll see some of our other shows that we have up. We have another show, which I highly recommend, One-on-One with Mitch LaFon. It's also available through TalkingMetal.com. So there you go, guys. Thanks so much. Please leave us a review if you get this show through iTunes. Leave us a good review on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. I'd really appreciate you doing that for me. Guys, thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you next time. And big thanks to Dan from Clutch.